religion, Holocaust as. For many centuries, it was dangerous to state in public that God does not exist, that Jesus is not God's son, that he was not born of a virgin, and that he did not rise to the heavens. Today, saying these things is trivial. However, a similar reaction to what was earned for these statements back then is received today when stating in public that there were no gas chambers, far less than 6 million Jews died, and that there was no plan to exterminate them. The old-time religions are no longer a taboo. They have been replaced by a new religion that is kept sacred by a large majority, if not consciously, then at least as a well-trained reflex, due to massive societal conditioning. This new religion has all the hallmarks of a fully developed religion, except for one feature: it has no God. It knows no absolute good, no absolute love. It knows only evil. Monotheism, thou shalt not abhor any other genocide as much as, and next to, the Jewish. The Holocaust is unique. Devil incarnate, Adolf Hitler. Witches, sorcerers, wizards and warlocks, the evil Nazis. Absolute evil, viral, eliminatory anti-Semitism. Golgotha, Auschwitz is the million-fold Jewish Golgotha. The sacrifice of the Christ God at Calvary has been eclipsed by the suffering of the Jewish people at Auschwitz. The martyrs, Jews who died in the Holocaust. The saints, Holocaust survivors. Quote, because survivors are now revered as secular saints, one doesn't dare question them. Preposterous statements pass without comment, unquote. Norman Finkelstein, 2000, page 82. The beatified, the righteous of the nations, Gentiles who helped Jews survive to become saints. Infallibility, Jewish Holocaust witnesses and Orthodox scholars always speak the truth, and if they accidentally get it wrong, it was an honest mistake caused by the Nazis having confused them. Holy Trinitarian dogma, the three untouchable tenets of the holy teachings, a plan to exterminate, gas chambers to implement it, and 6 million Jewish victims as a result. Belief in miracles, belief in the plan to exterminate European Jews despite the complete, total absence of any documental evidence whatsoever, belief in a weapon of mass destruction whose primary characteristic is its physical impossibility, and belief in the traceless disappearance of millions of bodies. Original sin, the guilt of what the perpetrators did, and the rest of the world allowed to happen to God's chosen people. Sin, any doubt in the holy dogma, or the infallibility, or the uniqueness. Heresy, those who openly declare their disbelief, or dare to deny or even refute the holy dogma, are ethically damned, excluded from society, denied civil rights, economically ruined, and ultimately thrown into jail, if not outright attacked and lynched. Redemption, accomplished by the ceaseless flow of money from anyone who can be framed as guilty or insufficiently respectful to Israel and/or Jewish pressure groups. Holy sites, Holocaust crime scenes, such as the gas chambers of Auschwitz, Majdanek, Dachau, Neuenwurm, Sachsenhausen, the killing fields of the extermination camps, such as Chełmno, Belzec, Sobibor, Treblinka, or the imagined mass graves at Babi Yar. Holy shrines, Holocaust memorial sites and museums. Holy relics, the shoes, hair, teeth, rings, suitcases left behind by the deportees. Holy warriors, Nazi hunters, such as Simon Wiesenthal, Fritz Bauer, Gideon Hausner. Prophets, Jewish pseudo-intellectuals spreading meaningless and unverifiable nonsense, such as Elie Wiesel, Claude Lanzmann, and Gita Sereni. High priests, those teaching the world what to believe, such as Deborah Lipstadt, Robert Jan van Pelt, Yitzhak Arad, Michael Berenbaum, Serge Klarsfeld, and Raoul Hilberg. The one commandment, this religion does not have 10 commandments, but only one prime directive, thou shalt prevent a future Holocaust by all means necessary. Quote, the Holocaust became the new Western religion. Unfortunately, it is the most sinister religion known to man. It is a license to kill, to flatten, to nuke, to wipe, to rape, to loot and to ethnically cleanse. It made vengeance and revenge into a Western value. However, far more disconcerting is the fact that it robs humanity of its heritage. It is there to stop us from looking into our past with dignity. Holocaust religion robs humanity of its humanism, unquote. Gilad Atzmon.